This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been an amazing Monday. We'll get to Daytona. Trump went to Daytona 500. There's something confuses me about that. I'll get to that in a moment. Talk a bit about the communist programming. They're opposing the deportation of illegals in New York City. Democrats are standing together. All that email, so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but it's time. I have to do this from time to time. It's time for Daddy Jesse to step in. Mom has been in charge for too long. It's time for Dad. Okay? Because I saw this headline, and I just... You've heard me have this talk with you before. We have to have it again and again and again until we get things right. The headline is... Tourist loses both hands trying to take a photo with a shark in Turks and Caicos. 55-year-old woman snorkeling with it just right offshore sees a shark, and in order for a shark to take both of her hands, she very clearly, this was a 6-foot shark, I might point out, very clearly was waving her hands in its face, possibly even touching its face. And so Jewish producer Chris and Corey, they had to dig this up for me, and they didn't understand why. I thought maybe it would be helpful if I can explain what has happened so I can explain where we are right now as a planet, as a people, you see. You ever see that movie Finding Nemo? Ever? You see that movie Finding Nemo where, maybe you haven't seen it. I had kids at the time that movie was big. So I saw it's about a fish and the fish is lost. And of course, all the fish are talking to each other. And at one point in time, the fish come across this group of sharks and the shark have some kind of a support group where they're trying to be better sharks, less violent. And in fact, at one point in time during this shark support group, the sharks all gather around and they say this.
I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image.
Did you hear what they said? I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. Let me play this again.
I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. If I am to change this image.
So I think maybe, perhaps that created some confusion. You see, that Finding Nemo movie, it was fiction. I'm dead serious. It was fiction. Sharks, here, I know this is shocking, just stay with me. Sharks don't have these meetings. I promise. And not only do they not meet, if they do ever run into each other, almost, well, I shouldn't say almost always, but oftentimes, instead of having a chant about being nicer, they don't speak. I'm not even kidding. They don't speak. They don't talk. Sharks don't speak. The bigger shark will oftentimes just eat the younger shark. In fact, great whites in particular, when a mother has a baby, the baby, he will stay with her for some time, but then the baby will, even while it's small, will leave because his own mother, the female great white, will eat her baby. So, one more time here before we continue on.
I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine.
That's actually exactly what they are. They are mindless eating machines. And I know this is hard to hear, but we've had to do this before. I feel the need to do it again. The movie The Lion King. That was also fiction. I'm sorry. I know we want to live in this world where the animals come together and the lions are singing and dancing with the gazelles and the elephants are doing a musical number and woo, look at the feelings and it's a story of redemption and love and loss and the animals, look at how they talk. They just talk. They're all friends and friendly friends. They're like humans, really, just furry humans, like big stuffed animals. But on my life, I swear on my life, The Lion King is actually fiction. It was created by writers. It was created out of thin air. The lions actually don't gather around with all the gazelles in real life. That's not a thing that would happen at all. It's a work of fiction. Wild animals, they're not people. They don't sing and they don't dance and they're not going to pose when you're trying to put a picture on Instagram. Wild animals eat, sleep, and mate. And with the exception of a few pack animals, that's about the extent of how their mind works. They don't want to be friends with you. They will hurt you. They'll hurt you bad. Look, even your dog, even my dog, Fred. Fred is one of the most gentle dogs. He is the most gentle dog I've ever known in my life. Not a mean bone in his body when it comes to us, the family. All Fred wants to do is cuddle and get affection. But he can be cuddling with Aub. Maybe she's on the floor, snuggling with him. If I start cooking bacon, guess who Fred's going to love more? Me. Because he's a dog, not a human being. So please, pretty please, I'm begging you, stop petting the buffalo in Yellowstone. Stop picking up the raccoon. Look at how fluffy the trash panda. Stop trying to give the 6-foot bull shark a good selfie opportunity for the Instagram. Please, I'm begging you, please treat wild animals as if they're wild and dangerous, because they are. That's all. I can't take these stories anymore. This is a 55-year-old woman who will now need assistance to wipe her butt the rest of her life because she watched Finding Nemo, because she watched The Lion King, and she thought that was real. Please stop doing that. All right, now let's move on. There is something that confuses me. A lot confuses me about our politicians, but did you see Trump attended the Daytona 500 over the weekend? Trump went to the Daytona 500, obviously biggest NASCAR race. In fact, he even took the Beast, to his armored limousine, out, and they did a big pace car thing around the track, and it was really, really cool. And they interviewed him on television, and the crowd's cheering a national anthem, and it was really, really, really cool. But there's something that confuses me. Trump keeps doing these things. He showed up at the Super Bowl. And he was the first, this is crazy, the first sitting president to do that. He goes to Daytona 500. Just rides around the track. Rides around the track, salutes the flag, whatever. Goes to these things. Why don't all American presidents do this? Republican and Democrat. There is no better way for an American president to, even if you're a total jerk, to appear, to connect with normal people than by going to these gigantic events a lot of people attend and watch. It's not that I'm floored Trump is doing it. I'm happy he's doing it. I'm floored everyone isn't doing it. What is wrong with all of you? And this goes for Republicans too. Why are you not at the big baseball game? One, you get cherry seats, full security. You're not going to wait in line. You're not going to wait in traffic like the rest of us. You're in the sweetest luxury box in the world, treated like royalty. But no matter what's the downside? And I thought to myself, I thought back to things like the gladiatorial games in Rome. It wasn't just that powerful politicians in Rome would put on these games that involve more than just gladiator fights, a bunch of games and things like that. They were always seen at the games and wanted to be seen at the games. They wanted people to see their faces. They wanted to, one of the reasons the emperor had the box where he had the box in the Colosseum was for many Romans, for really every Roman, that was the only time you were ever going to actually rest your eyes on him. And he knew the value in connecting with the people and showing up at a massively popular event everyone wants to go to. It creates a connection instead of being separate. You're this separate king hidden away with your red velvet and filet mignon or whatever. You're down here. You're in the wind with us. You hear the roar of the crowd, the roar of the engine. It kills me that this is not just the norm. And it's not that I want a bunch of these dirt balls to start showing up at the events. It's fun having Trump there, but what's wrong with the rest of you? I'll tell you what, Trump, I can't decide whether he's a political genius or the rest of our politicians are just morons. Anyway, speaking of morons, we'll talk about Aisha Mills and this programmed evil communism in this country and do some emails and other things. But first, let's do this. Let's preserve some memories for you and your family. Memories. How do you make sure? Look, I'm 43. I don't know that I'll live to see my grandkids. I hope I will. Pretty sure I'll never live to see my great-grandkids. How will they ever know anything about me? What kind of legacy will two generations, three generations away have? What will I pass down? Legacy Box is there to take that old VHS tape you have of family Christmas and ensure that your grandkids' grandkids will get to see it one day. I'll tell you, I would kill to see a 10-second video of my great-grandpa. I never met either of them on either side. My grandpa Jack on my dad's side, he died when I was so young. I don't remember his voice. I don't remember his mannerisms. I would kill to see that. Legacy Box will digitize your hard pictures, your VHS tapes, your camcorder tapes. They digitize all that to preserve it for your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids after them. Isn't that freaking amazing? Preserve it for you. They're on your phone instead of having to dig through things. On your phone, you want to look at your dad, he's on your phone. 50%. You save 50% at legacybox.com/Jesse. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. What has been a wonderful Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. So many great things happening out there. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I am going to get to a lot of those emails here in just a moment. I just want to do a couple quick things first. Before I keep going, I want to remind you that I have a relative of mine is currently in hospice, and I don't know how much longer they have. Honestly, it might be right now. It might be a week. It might be a month. At some point in time, I am going to have to take off for a couple of days and go to a funeral. So at some point in time, you're going to show up and I'll just be gone. Now, maybe it'll happen on the weekend. I don't know, but I'll be back in a couple of days. Don't panic. I'm probably not going to put anything about it. Probably not going to put anything out on social media, anything like that. I just wanted you to know that at some point in time, soon, I've got to go back and do a funeral stuff, do that kind of stuff. So keep a family in your prayers if you don't mind. Now, there's a headline here from Woke Spy. Doge uncovers shocking program that framed newborn babies as racists. You, of course, are not surprised to find out that your tax dollars have been used by the federal government to push every single aspect of cultural Marxism in this country. And I saw this lady, Aisha Mills, on CNN say this.
This, as an
Aisha,
American,
let's talk about Kamala
makes
Harris.
Me really concerned.
Let's talk about Kamala Harris.
As a black lesbian who Donald Trump doesn't believe has genes as good as his, is he going to attempt to exterminate
really? Why, why do you
when
believe
he
that,
gets
Aisha?
Elected? Because he's
that?
Damn near said it. That's why, David. That's why.
Because he's,
okay, and I'm not
going to
be lectured
that?
By some white man who has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm not going to be lectured by some white man who has no idea what he's talking about. That actually leads me to this email Dear Oracle, with hands huge enough to palm a grape. That's not nice. I work at a school with a black female who has a doctorate degree. During a conversation, she told me that because Trump had been trying to root out DEI, she will never get another job as a superintendent. When I pushed back on her assertion, she acted like I was crazy. I asked her if she thought so little of herself that she could only get a job if white people weren't allowed to apply. She then attempted to spew off some statistics about how few black people work in the administration buildings of the school districts in Texas. I asked her what the ratio of white applicants to black applicants is, knowing that way more whites actually apply for these positions, and she just started stammering and walked out. It was awesome. It's like you always say, she had zero depth of knowledge. Semper Fi says his name is Steven. Remember this about most of the communists in your life, most of the liberal Aunt Peggies you know, the ones you see on television. Always remember, they are programmed. And if you want to defeat and destroy the arguments of the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, it oftentimes does not involve yelling. Insults really don't do it. You can do that if it makes you feel better. All it takes is you remaining calm and asking two or three follow-up questions to whatever they're saying. They can never, ever, 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 ever answer it because there is no actual truth in what they believe. They have been programmed over and over. Now, you mentioned this lady has a doctorate degree. Oh, man, if you run into somebody with a PhD, they generally, this is not universal, of course. There are some really wonderful doctors and types like that out there. But generally, you spend that much time in America's communist university system, you will find that person who has all that knowledge stored up in their head is usually one of the dumbest, most unthinking people you've ever seen in your life, because our education system encourages that the longer you're in it. The longer you're in it, there becomes less and less room to question this, question that. They're not raising people to be thinkers. That's the last thing they want. They are programming them with how to think day after day after day after day. And the longer you spend in our school system, the more likely it is that you will become ultra programmed and you simply can't get to these people. That way, if the reason I read that Doge headline right off the bat is, to a certain radicalized segment of America's communists, you are born evil. I know that's bonkers. I would never believe that about anybody, no matter where they're born, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter what. I would never believe. But to a certain segment of American communists, that is how they have been programmed, and they will believe it till they die. Just a reminder, that's what these people are. Let's do a few emails, shall we? Before we do those, let's save your life, potentially. I'll be honest. I hope you never, ever, ever have to use your Byrna pistol launcher outside of practicing with it in your backyard, which is ultra fun. Remember, Byrna, they have practice rounds that are filled with, I think it's baby powder. They give you, you have a target you can get with it. You can go practice in your backyard with the thing. It's stupid fun with your kids and your family, and you should practice. But besides that, I hope you never have to use it for real. But if you do have to use it, one, you will be legal because it's legal in all 50 states. No permit, no background check needed. You order one right now, they'll mail it to your front door. Yes, even in California, even in Connecticut, even in wherever. And two, you will not kill somebody with it. So maybe you're not a gun guy, not a gun girl. Maybe the person you're buying it for doesn't like guns. Ah, daddy, they're icky. Fine. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. It'll stop a very bad man in his tracks, incapacitating them, but they won't die. You get to live. They get to live. Private security companies carry it for a reason. SWAT teams carry it for a reason. You can carry it and should. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you money. Byrna.com/Jesse and save your life. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I actually broke my heart a little bit earlier to give so many props to the U.S. Navy.
Why are you gay?
I feel like I need a shower, but in case you missed that little history segment around Medal of Honor Monday or any part of the opening or anything else, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and again, emails, always welcome here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, you're talking about leaders have to be tall, and then you flip to Napoleon. Funny you brought that up. Give you a little history tidbit you may like, you may hate. Napoleon is widely thought of as being extremely short. Napoleon was average height for his day. People historically are extremely short. I remember I told you at Christmas time, we were flying, we weren't in Paris, we were just flying through there, was where our layover was on the way home. Flight was late, we missed our connection, had to spend 2 days in Paris. So they have this gigantic, it's one of the greatest museums I've ever seen, Museum of the Army in Paris. It's enormous. It's like a complex. It's got to be two or three city blocks at least, if not more. It's enormous. All kinds of World War II and World War I stuff, but also ancient stuff. And yes, that's where Napoleon's tomb is. Very understated, as you may imagine, but that's where his tomb was. Anyway, back to the Museum of the Army. They have endless rooms. It almost gets to be too much. It gets to be redundant at one point in time of armor. Knight's armor, just like you see in the movies. I'm talking full armor, helmet, legs, everything. Armor for the horses, swords, knights, armor, swords, knights, armor, over and over and over again. You will be shocked and maybe even a little bit disappointed at how short they all were. You know, because we all have this image. It's like movie stars or newsmen, guys you see on the news, because they frame, like I do a TV show every night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, I happen to be huge. I'm 6'8", but when I have a guest on, and then during TV, I almost always have guests on, they're always shorter than me. I don't know that I've ever interviewed somebody who was my size. And yet when you watch on TV, you'd never really know that. Why? Because the producers on both end try to frame you up the same. They don't want me to look bigger on TV than the 5'2 woman I just interviewed. So we look on television the same. You think people in the movies, people in the news are way bigger than they are. Most of them are shrimps. And the same way, especially dudes, I can't speak for women, but dudes love knights and swords and shields and fighting and that kind of stuff. And when you picture a knight, at least me, King Arthur, even though he may not have existed, King Arthur and whatnot, I want to picture some dude who's 6'4", just some monster, half a giant out there just carving people up. And that's right, Chris, kind of a manlet. If he even existed, he wasn't very big. Napoleon is mocked for his short stature to this day. Napoleon's stature was normal for his time. He was not mocked by his troops. Yeah, if anything, I believe he was a little above average, if I remember right, Chris. But he was not mocked for his stature by his troops. We look back now and think, wow, what a shrimp. People back in the day were smaller. And I know we're going to get off on a Make America Healthy Again tangent here, which I'm not going to do, but you see this even in modern times today. Look at professional athletes. Look at professional athletes. Chris, do me a favor really quickly. Look up the height and weight of Babe Ruth. Now, everybody knows who Babe Ruth is. The most legendary baseball player of all time. guy who was always bashing home runs, just one of the preeminent, if not the preeminent home run hitter ever. And you probably think of Babe Ruth as an extremely large man. If you'd asked me when I was a child, I would have told you Babe Ruth was my dad's size, 6'5", 240, 250. Babe Ruth was 6'2", 215. Now, that's not a small man. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't small. But go pick your baseball team. Pick your baseball team. Go look up your baseball team today in the year 2023 and tell me if 6'2", 215 stands out to you. He stood out back in the day. Back in the day, he was a big old boy. Today, doesn't even really make a dent. People get bigger as time goes on. They just do. It's weird. Napoleon was short. Jesse. Oh, what are you saying, Chris? What are you saying? It probably wasn't important. Jesse, all the people crying about Trump's deportation and want to move to Canada or Europe, will they go there legally with documents and identifications? Look, nobody's going to Canada. I did see, though, that we're having a good old-fashioned spicy rivalry. I might have to watch me a hockey game. I haven't watched one of those in a few years. So there's some kind of international thing going on, the four nations face-off. And there was a hockey game between Team USA and Team Canada. Not only did the Canadians boo Team USA during the Star Spangled Banner, there were then three fights in what I think the first 9 seconds of the hockey match. And you know what's wonderful about this? They're going to play again on Thursday. I don't watch that much professional sports anymore. Although I think this is more considered amateur. I don't watch that much. I'll be watching that. Why? No, let me explain, Chris. It's not about hockey. By the way, hockey is the best in-person sport there is. It's garbage on television. Garbage on television. In person, there's nothing better than a hockey game. Nothing. Hockey fans are the best. They're awesome. But you know what really makes sports great? Hatred. It's an underrated part of sports. One of the worst part of professional sports today, and I hate to sound like Grandpa Jesse, but one of the worst parts of sports today is they all train together in the offseason at this elite facility. They have the same agent. They have the same Nike sponsorship. They just did a photo shoot together for a Gatorade in New York City. They're all boys now. And I have no problem with players being boys or whatever, having friends. And I get all that. But nothing makes a football game, for instance, like hatred. Like unbridled hatred. Every time they play, you know you're going to see fights. You know it's going to be spicy. They're going to be stomping on each other. Nothing makes sports like that. What, Chris? They're not going to have the Canadians to boo the anthem again? Yes, that may be true, Chris. But the players are going to fight again. Because now, well, look, once you stand in front of another country and get booed, now it's on. Now you feel like it's us against them. Now it's extra spicy. I don't even care. I love Canadians, so none of it bothers me at all. I just think it's great that they hate each other. I've been dying to get back to sports where they hate each other for so long. That's why they do all the lead up to professional fights. Whenever you see a professional fight, whether it's an actual boxing match or MMA or one of these ridiculous matches, the one of the Paul brothers. I don't even know which one of the Paul brothers does. But every time, why do you think they all start bad-talking each other's mother in public? You think they're actually enemies? Sometimes they are. Most of the time, they're friends behind the scenes. The hatred builds up public interest. Public interest goes up, sales go up. So it doesn't matter if you're lifelong best friends with the guy, you know you have to start making fun of his face, his wife, his mom, and his car the second you sign up to box him, because then everybody like me is going to want to see it. It's basic human nature. Only now this hatred, at least with hockey bros, is real. And I am 100% here for it. I'm so excited. I'll be watching. What, Chris? If I was there, would I boo the Canadian anthem? I'd boo the Canadian anthem anyway. But it's part of who I am. I don't apologize for it. I don't apologize for loving Hillsdale, American as it gets. Hillsdale? Right now, they're offering more than 40 free classes online. Go sign up for those. when you can get any little bit of a free Hillsdale education, you take advantage of that. When you can have a 12-course lecture about the Constitution of the United States of America, that's something every American should do. Man, woman, old, young, every American should learn about that. But it's more than just the Constitution. You want to learn about the Roman Republic? You want to nerd out on stories from the Book of Genesis? Even Chris can appreciate those. Go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. No cost to get started. You sign up. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. I'm sorry, I misspoke. There's no cost. It's easy to get started. There's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. One more segment left. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to immigration and headlines I didn't get to, maybe another email or two, I just have to address something Jewish producer Chris has been riding me about since we got done talking about hockey. He was trying to explain to me that I'm supposed to root for this team and not root for that team and whatever. And I had to explain to Chris what I'm going to explain to everybody. Unless there is some childhood connection you can't break to your team, you need to become a sports mercenary like me. Here's how it works. See, I was born in Ohio. I can't get the Ohio State Buckeye out of me. That doesn't change. I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan. I can't break that. I would never break that. I'm not asking you to break your childhood connections. But I'd kind of fallen out of watching baseball during my time in the Marine Corps and whatnot. I just stopped watching it. Then I'm selling RVs. This is 7-8 years ago, something like that. I'm selling RVs in Dallas. I get promoted. They want me to come be the sales manager at this big store down in Houston. I move the family down to Houston, where we are now, Houston area, sell RVs. Right about the time I moved to Houston, the Houston Astros, the baseball team, they get really, really good and they make a deep playoff run. What did I do? I put on a Houston Astros shirt and a Houston Astros hat, and I went and stood shoulder to shoulder with all those lifelong fans, and I cheered, and I kept slapping everybody high five. We finally did it, and it was the best. What, Chris, what? Chris said it doesn't mean as much. I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of this championship trophy I'm holding up over here. Be a mercenary with your professional sports teams. No, it's not a fancy way to say bandwagon, Chris. I love winners, all right? So, for instance, football. I told you, I haven't watched a game in years. I walked into that Super Bowl party I had to go to, and I didn't know anything about anything. So I stopped watching all that DEI filth. And everyone was, I'm going for the Eagles. I'm going for the Chiefs. Well, I didn't know anything about anybody. But it didn't take long to figure out the Chiefs were winning. And so the Eagles were winning. So it didn't take long for me to start rooting for the Eagles. And sure, did my buddies say, Jesse, what are you talking about? You just said you haven't watched football. What are you talking about? And then you just play dumb. You said, dude, you know me. I've been an Eagles fan for years. And they're not sure because they're thinking maybe you were an Eagles fan. Jump on the bandwagon. Wait and see who's good. And then act like that's your team. You can't lose. It's hard to lose. A lot harder for me to lose. You want to end up like Chris, a lifelong loser? I bet Chris doesn't even have Pure Talk yet. I have Pure Talk. Chris, well, I was about to say Chris is probably spending too much money, but never mind. Chris probably switched to Pure Talk just for the savings alone. But we all know you save a bunch of money when you switch to Pure Talk. Average family saves $1,000 a year. My bill, we had T-Mobile, four lines. My bill got cut in half when I switched to Pure Talk. And now, if you sign up for a qualifying plan, which is $45 a month, you get a free iPhone 14. Or Samsung Galaxy. It's time to upgrade that old crappy phone of yours anyway. I know it's cracked. I know it's slowed down. I know it's not working. Switch to Pure Talk, man. The patriotic company. Save you a bunch of money. Pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly. Become a bandwagon fan like me and switch to Pure Talk. What, Chris? Tom Homan's out there killing it still.
It tells us the border is more secure than it's ever been. We're going to have additional facilities built to detain for removal. Not to hold to release. Detained for removal. That is what the Trump administration is doing. That's what the promise that President Trump made to American people. We're concentrating on the export program. We're not going to be, catch and release is over. So those facilities that were at great taxpayer expense to welcome people, fly them to the city of their choice, give them a free hotel room at taxpayer expense, 3 meals a day, free medical attention, those days are over.
Music to my ears. And remember, it was always, always, always about collapsing Western civilization and it was about money and power. You hear this on Fox News?
Well, a new report today from a watchdog group shows that the Department of Health and Human Services has spent $22 billion on migrants over the last few years. We're talking things like cars, homes, even help with credit scores. And guess where this money's coming from? The taxpayers' pockets.
We have not only been importing as many barbarians as we possibly can under Democrat rule, we've been paying for all the things in their lives while you struggle to make ends meet. We, the taxpayer, have funded the destruction of our country. And that's why you see headlines like this: Big Apple fights to keep letting non-citizens vote. Without taxpayer funding, without non-citizens getting involved in our elections, without these things, American communism disappears overnight. We must keep pressing. And I'm starting to hear complaints, understandable complaints, that we are not deporting people fast enough. We are not deporting people fast enough. Give them some time as long as they're deporting people as fast as they can. I'll be the first one to scream if they back off. They got the low-hanging fruit first. Now comes the tough stuff. Now comes the stuff the public's not going to like quite as much.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Russia/U.S. to discuss restoration of ties in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. I'd be so mad if I got invited to one of these high-level diplomatic meetings and it was in Saudi Arabia. I just have never... Oh, gosh, I know, Chris. You can't even get a beer. It's miserable, huh? That sounds horrible. Hakeem Jeffries says the GOP budget is a non-starter and every single Democrat will oppose it. And we know Hakeem Jeffries is 100% right, because when Democrats are in the minority, they will lock shields every step of the way to impede any part of the Republican agenda. Yet when Democrats take power, we know we're always going to lose 10 to 20 to 30 dorks in the House of Representatives, another 10 in the Senate, who will aid the communists in their agenda. It's a very, very frustrating cycle we must break during the primary process. Mexican president blasts the U.S. for harboring drug cartels. Oh, please.
Buenas tardes.
Taxpayer-funded immigration group works to disrupt Trump's deportation machine. This is from the Free Beacon. Let me read that headline one more time. Taxpayer-funded immigration group paying for our own destruction. Armchair thug jailed for 20 months for a vile Facebook post about a migrant hotel. That took place in the UK. A reminder that J.D. Vance is on point.
I believe that dismissing people, dismissing their concerns, or worse yet, shutting down media, shutting down elections, or shutting people out of the political process protects nothing. In fact, it is the most surefire way to destroy democracy.
Amen, Mr. Vice President. Amen. I wanted to finish with a reminder that freedom of speech is everything. And that's what freedom actually means. I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
Turn someday into right now with Buddy by Jake Radio. Nonstop workout music and expert tips 24/7.
Hey, head over to iHeart.com, search Buddy by Jake Radio, and stream it for free right now.
Awesome health and wellness tips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Remember, stick to the fight. When your heart is hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Don't quit.
Buddy by Jake Radio, where hope meets momentum.
Search Buddy by Jake Radio and stream it for free. Have a great day.
iHeart Radio.